This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
I'm trying to think of a headline strong enough for when we take this interview and archive at InfoWars.com so you can get it to your friends and family. Because when you've lived in so much freedom so long, there's been creeping corruption and evil and traitorous activities with foreign authoritarian powers. And a witch's brew of America-hating Hollywood and the rest of it, working with multinationals to collapse your country and clearly hyping that conservatives are violent when you're the ones that are doing 99% of the violence, and then framing Trump and myself and others that we're going to cause violence, and then it all rolls out against the Democrats 13 days from the election, and I predicted it all. Mike Adams predicted it all. What do we call this? America under 21st century military attack. Democrats are going for broke. Red alert, Democrats have launched first phase of massive false flag destabilization attack. This is it. What do we call this interview, Mike? Because what you call it is what it is. It's like, how do I reach out to listeners and have them understand? This isn't a game. They want me off air because they don't want me on air when they make their frickin' move here, people. Mike?
The last battle for America. I mean, if we lose all of this, if the Democrats succeed at every level of their invasion, their overthrow of democracy, their massive domestic terrorism and violence against patriots, then we lose the country. But if we push back these attacks and we expose the false flags and we expose the operatives and we win the election, we hold the House and we prosecute the thousands of deep state traitors, we prosecute them. Then America is reborn. It's more than just great again. It's reborn again. America is saved as a constitutional republic.
So the republic is facing its greatest battle as the forces of globalism prepare their final assault. Everything is on the line, and they're a cornered rats as the world awakens to them. But if they could capture America again, they can use it as an engine that would make the Nazis and the Soviets look like babies.
Well, there are so many areas that must be exposed here. Not only what must we hold the House, win the elections, and prosecute the deep state criminals, but then we have to expose and prosecute the communist tide, communist China-driven criminals inside the tech giants who have sold out to China. They have violated America. They have violated the civil rights of the American people, and they are committing massive criminal election fraud right now. So we are talking about two different visions for the future of America here. This is, if you believe in parallel universes, this is where things diverge. This point right here over the next 13 days, you either have a future where you're under a totalitarian techno regime run by false flag operatives and demonic, you know, Hillary Clinton type of people, Barack Obama back in power in one way or another, or you're going to have a future where we restore civility, the rule of law, due process. We protect our borders. We reject the invasion. We reject the insanity. We declare America to be a sovereign nation once again that has the right to protect itself from enemies, both foreign and domestic. So this is a very polarizing time, obviously, but there's no outcome, Alex, that's in the middle of this. This is what's so astonishing about this. In fact, in the election, we're probably either going to win big or lose big. In mathematical statistics terms, the spread of the results has almost no middle ground. It's almost like there are two peaks on the two edges. It's either going to go hard left or it's going to go hard right in this election. And the polarization has never been this great. What's at stake has never been this urgent. Everything right now is at stake for America. We must all demand peace, expose the false flags, and vote to preserve this republic.
That's Alex. Critical. We decry the violence. They're the ones doing it. Now they're framing us for it. Back in 60 seconds, since you bring up big tech and five more with us, I want to get into the incredible developments with big tech and the head of the Trump campaign coming out against the censorship and election meddling. Thank God. We'll be right back.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
The leftist arm of the CIA with Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton has been in power in this country since the 1990s. And I cut my teeth in news when the Oklahoma City bombing took place, and I saw the local newscast. I'm right by Oklahoma. Reporting on the bombs in the buildings, law enforcement officers, people that worked at HUD, you name it, saying, I saw the press conference that afternoon about the bombing, and it was the guys I saw planting the bombs that told me they were telephone repairmen, but they didn't look like them, who were on the news from the ATF, the FBI, and those Germans they saw. Now, who was the attorney general or deputy attorney general at the time? It was Mr. Holder. And there were lawsuits by family members of those that died, and it came out there was an advanced government team there in Oklahoma City the week before and at the federal building. So the very same people that I cut my teeth learning about are trying to hold on to power right now to frame conservatives and the Midwest and the South and Christians in America one more time. And we've got Alexander Soros that funds terror groups like Antifa, working with Blue City Police, its own documents, to stage events, blaming Trump and blaming the Liberty Movement before the police even come out and say it's connected to right-wingers. But obviously it's going to be blamed on patsies or a patsy, and they're going to be Alex Jones listeners. Anyone that sees the pre-programming that Alex Jones is telling his listeners to shoot and kill media. Alex Jones is saying bomb people. There's no video. There's no audio. I say the opposite. Then we have a clip of Mike a month ago questioning me about it just to get it on record. We're going to play that after he leaves in a moment. But this is a big, big deal. New York Times op-ed, George Soros' son blames Trump and demonization of opponents. Oh, you on the left just call everybody Nazis and Hitler and murderers and everything else and lie about everything. It's incredible. Exclusive, Brad Parcell, big tech is meddling with free speech and elections. Our own Owen Schroyer ran into him. They talk some on camera and some off. I didn't air it because Parcell, who I know Trump likes, has done a great job as the technologist of the campaign, now the head of the campaign, said, oh, that's up to the White House. I'm not going to get into it. We said, well, just please make it the central issue. Well, the next day a big article came out in Breitbart. He gave a speech as well saying they're election meddling in the election and they're blocking free speech, which is true. And that they have the documents and the proof that this is going on. And meanwhile, San Francisco is allowing non-citizens to vote. But they say we're conspiracy theorists. That's Associated Press. Midterm elections, early vote, Republicans versus Democrats, as thousands flock to the polls. And it gets into the numbers showing that record numbers of Republicans are voting, pushing towards a big red wave. But Mike Adams mentioned this, and so I want to get his take on it. Apple's Tim Cook makes blistering attack on the data industrial complex, because he's at the top of the pyramid, you see. So he's calling out Facebook and others when Apple's the worst and has given the Chinese government control of the cloud. He takes aim at weaponization of customer data. It's like he said, I was weaponized and needed to be taken off air. He curated me. Facebook could collapse if election scandals keep coming, author warns. U.S. tech giants want to pay for corporate tax to help homeless, though. So, he mentioned that privacy expert resigns from Alphabet, backed smart city project over surveillance concerns. Hey, you go into the smart city, it tracks everything you do. That's Gizmodo, talking about Apple, talking about Google's parent company. So, Mike, spend a few minutes on that, then we'll let you get back to your important work at this historical point, but it's do or die. They're authoritarian. They're telling us they're going to take our rights and take our speech. They've done it. So if we sit here and put up with them, it's really our fault what happens. And so speak to that in closing and what you think the president should do, because you got a lot of criticism from folks that, oh, Google and Apple promoted their videos when they misrepresented what you said and I said. You pointed out we're already under a civil emergency. Trump has to trump their emergency with his own declaration. That doesn't mean tanks in the streets. It overrides the previous emergency. But that he has to do that to clear out some of the bureaucracy that says they can't be fired. And then now here we are. The country's under siege. We're under attack. The false flags are rolling in. The Democrats are calling for civil emergency. We're here 13 days out. Big tech, speak to that. Then what does the president need to do?
Well, once again, you know, we were much very far ahead of the curve of knowing what's coming. And a lot of people out there are only now starting to realize there is a massive human invasion coming. The massive domestic terrorism violence being carried out by the left. And there's an activation day, I believe, among leftists when they will be told to go ahead and commence their executions, attempted execution of the president, attempted executions of senators such as Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, and so on. That day is probably coming, murdering conservatives in the streets. And so my warning is that the left, if they lose this election, the midterms, if they don't control the House, the left is planning such a wave of incredible violence and bombings and arson that there will be a point where all law-abiding Americans will beg for government help. That will come in the form of National Guard troops, very likely, perhaps a declared form of martial law or emergency powers of some kind. That was simply my point, because just to be able to move safely within your own city or community and not be attacked by these deranged left-wing terrorists and Antifa mobs, you're going to have to really call for some kind of civility, some kind of law and order. And that was the point of my message. But look, freedom of information is incompatible with the goals of the globalists. And that's why the tech giants are engaged in such censorship right now, because democracy cannot be allowed to exist if the globalists are to have power, because if people have good information and the freedom to vote, they will vote against the concentration of power in the hands of the few. They will vote for the decentralization of information. They will vote for independent media. They will vote for candidates like President Trump, who love their country. He called himself a nationalist the other day at a rally, and he's correct. What's wrong with loving your own country and simply believing that your borders must be protected, just like Japan believes or Mexico believes?
And if you have that attitude, your country becomes successful because you have good morale. This is a classic military attack trying to demoralize us.
Well, that's exactly right. So if you think about it, what you are doing and what I am doing and others in the independent media, thousands of us, that spreading of information and independent analysis is absolutely incompatible with the information authoritarian goals of the globalists. And that's why the censorship is happening.
That's
and
right.
The Trump presidency is incompatible with globalism goals to overrun America.
Now, let's be clear. They've had former deputy directors of the CIA, FBI on TV saying We're going to overthrow Trump. We're going to overthrow the free press. We're going to shut down Drudge Report and Talk Radio and Alex Jones. And they use me because they think I'm the most colorful and one of the most prolific to set the precedent so they could then do it to everybody else, which they're now doing. So it's do or die. We cannot allow America to fall fully, just already partially, into the hands of these maniacs. It's like Lindsey Graham said, man, God, you want power, and I pray you never get it. You are a bunch of lying maniacs. And they're even forcing the blue bloods to become radicalized in the face of the left's radicalism. We're not the ones, Mike, taking us to civil emergency. We're not the ones taking us into martial law. We're not the ones that want a shooting war. But we can't stand back as they turn the heat up and escalate into this crap and then staged up to make themselves the victims in the middle of their attack. We're in the middle of their attack. They're now pulling this false flag to be victims. They're a bunch of crazed, power-mad maniacs. And we will not let people like Alexander Soros break our will. We will not be violent towards that pile of crap because he's going to face the jury. We are going to take it back politically. Mike Adams.
Well, we take a defensive posture, but we have the right to defend our nation against an invasion. Each state has a right. The state of Texas has a right to defend itself against an invasion without federal authority.
Well, we've already been under invasion, and now they're just fully collapsing it to plant a flag on us and piss on us. Mike Adams, naturalnews.com. Great job. Infowars.com. Tons of analysis. This is the most important broadcast.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining you through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Lumines Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
So Melania Trump, never hard to listen to or hard on the eyes, is talking about the opioid crisis right now. Trump's set to come out in just a minute and speak on the pipe bombs that have been mailed, which magically none of them detonated, thank God, that are being blamed on him by the entire mainstream media and George Soros' son. And others, even though they're the ones that have been calling for violence everywhere. And again, I told you, this is building towards the election. Total false flag, in my view. We don't know what deep state groups behind it, but we know who has the motive and who stands to gain. Trump administration has, again, condemned the attempted violent attacks against Clinton's, Obama's, and suspicious packages that have been found. So there you go. Let's go to Melania Trump right now.
Programs offered through private organizations, schools, and hospitals, which are meant to help children and families as they deal with drug addiction. What I constantly hear is the need for support at all levels. Law enforcement needs our support and the resources necessary to stop criminals from putting drugs on the streets. Families need the resources to get treatment and follow-up care for loved ones.
All right, we'll go back and check in with her as soon as President Trump comes out to get his comment. But it's funny, I even had a little video we were going to play today that's Melania Trump with the Lord's Prayer with video of violent celebs cut to it. Here it is.
Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Well, they hate the Christianity of Trump, the fact that Trump, his wife especially, loves God. Now, if you're a radio listener, you get to see the video of the left acting violent. That was just audio, but here's video and audio of Hollywood's message to Trump. Here's just part of it.
He's not a dumb guy. He's a bully and he's a bitch.
He's a punk. He's a dog. He's a pig.
And he can suck my f***.
He's a con, a bullshit artist, a mutt.
I'll meet him in the hotel room any other day of the week and give him a Louisville slugger.
I'd like to punch him in the face.
Here's my mother f- ass, you bitch punk sucker.
Pointing what appears to be a water gun, the image of President Donald Trump projected on a whiteboard with an art teacher.
All right, the president's coming out. And of course, this is an old video. We've got all the new ones of Rosie O'Donnell saying, take him out with the military at the White House. We've got the new stuff with of MSNBC and Morning Joe saying, 25th Amendment, removing. Oh, but now he's got to say we're against violence when he's been against it the whole time. Here's the president live right now.
I want to thank you very much, Melania. I know how hard you've worked on this. And that's just one of many languages that you know. So it's just amazing the way you can do it. Thank you very much, darling. Appreciate it. Also, I want to thank Mrs. Pence for being here. You have been just so terrific working alongside of our great vice president. And thank you very much, Karen. Really appreciate it. I'd like to begin today's remarks by providing an update on the suspicious packages and devices mailed to current and former high-ranking government officials. The safety of the American people is my highest and absolute priority. I have just concluded a briefing with the FBI, Department of Justice, Department of Homeland Security, and the U.S. Secret Service. As we speak, the packages are being inspected by top explosive experts, and a major federal investigation is now underway. The full weight of our government is being deployed to conduct this investigation and bring those responsible for these despicable acts to justice. We will spare no resources or expense in this effort. And I just want to tell you that in these times, we have to unify. We have to come together and send one very clear, strong, unmistakable message that acts or threats of political violence of any kind have no place in the United States of America.
You know, when they had the attacks on the Jewish centers right after he got elected, he said he thought it was a false flag, as law enforcement told him. Turned out it was. He was criticized for being right, though. You know what Trump really knows. He knows who has the motive. But see, that's what my job is. He can't say it as president. He'll say it later when we catch him. I can say it. You want to blame Trump? You want to blame me? Good luck.
It's a very bipartisan statement. I can tell you from both sides, we both agree on that. This egregious conduct is abhorrent to everything we hold dear and sacred as Americans. My administration will provide additional updates as they become available. And I just want to thank everybody for their understanding. We're extremely angry, upset, unhappy about what we witnessed this morning.
It's terrible.
And we will get to the bottom of it.
Get the bottom of it. Oh.
We're gathered together today to address America's drug and opioid crisis.
It is.
Which now claims 70,000
Okay, so here's Rosie O'Donnell. There's so many clips now. It just gets lost in the cacophony of the monkey-like creatures like her sitting up in their trees, chirping the same message and throwing little balls of poopy at us. But she's not going to go blow up the White House, or she's not going to attack it with the military. She just wants somebody else to do it. Hashtag hunt Republicans. So here she is.
For when he was elected, what I wrote on Twitter was, we should impose martial law till we make sure that the Russians weren't involved in the final balance of the votes.
And Bob Mueller has indicted 13 Russians for election meddling.
And people were like, martial law, what's wrong with you? You're a lunatic.
Well, he wants to send the military to the border, so.
I would have sent the military to the White House to get him.
So let's be clear. He indicted 13 unnamed Russians that were bots, and that's all been basically sidelined. Folks, I've had the Mueller people try to come after me. It's insane. It's Hillary in bed with the Russians. And everybody knows that. Everybody understands that. You think the Russians have Trump shipping all those weapons into Ukraine and kicking the hell out of them and cutting their energy supply off? I think Trump's been too hard on Russia. And a lot of that's because he's getting bullied into it. It's one of his few failings. We should be linking up with Russia, be able to stop radical Islam, China, you name it, and work together. And then once China is under globalist control, because the globalists put communism there, we want to work with China. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I cannot hype to you enough how much danger we're all in. I cannot do it. You've seen every step of the way, how they're staging it, how they've set it all up. The Trump and Alex Jones and talk radio and the internet have to all be censored, and Trump has to be removed because he wants violence. And then he never says that. And then they are saying, we have seven ways from Sunday to get him. We're going to kill him. We're going to take him out. We're going to rape his wife. We're going to rape his son. We're going to kidnap him. They don't get kicked off Twitter. Prominent people. You got Twitter accounts with hundreds of thousands of followers run by professors that coordinate harassing people and threatening them and death threatening people. And it's okay. And then they lie about us and say we're calling for violence. Now, who stands to gain from this? They do. Who has a motive? They do. Who has a history? They do. It's as obvious as the nose on your face. Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7,000 and 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. It's the best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Store X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day. Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that is here to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com now to find out more. That's GCNLife.com. And start your day off with an open mind.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
You got it. We see the earth now. You got it. You got it. Now we see the earth now.
Ladies and gentlemen, you'd have to be really stupid not to see the mainstream corporate media hype up that Alex Jones, InfoWars, and President Trump are calling for violence against the media, and there is none of that out there. And that they're the ones calling for violence. against nationalists, conservatives, and others, and doing all this. Now, we're looking into this right now, and the photo put out that they're saying that the pipe bomb sent to CNN, John Brennan, funny enough, is an admitted Wahhabist, converted to Saudi Arabia, has the ISIS flag on it. Now, on the Internet, I don't know if this is blurred, but maybe we can put the tweet up ourselves. If you look at that, that is the sticker, the opposite direction, curled around the little baby pipe bomb. Now, again, that would be stuck on there as a joke, because it looks like there's a picture of John Brennan right next to it, and the ISIS flag. The message is, you're a member of ISIS, which Obama and Brennan did back ISIS. That's just an al-Qaeda arm, al-Nusra, you name it, all the same group, Wahhabist. And so they could spin that oh, a right-wing group mad at him for his connections to ISIS, and al-Qaeda sent the bomb as a message. That's one permutation. Because that looks like John Brennan in the picture. Again, I don't know if that's a little bit blurred over the Internet. It's a little bit clearer for me. Can we blow that up, guys? Nope, no pun intended. They'll have a CNN headline. Jones said, blow it up, put quotes around it. I meant zoom in on Brennan right there. That's Brennan. You can see the sticker. She's turned the other way, curled around an ISIS flag. Don Salazar is publishing an article on this as we speak at Infowars.com. It'll also be posted on NewsWars.com. And for now, they're not censoring NewsWars.com as much on Twitter and Facebook and places. I mean, Infowars is like the devil seed, which means people pay attention to it on the street. They pay attention to it when you talk to them at church. Hey, this is the verboten. Check out Infowars. That's great. But online, the bots, the AI, the censors, they don't like it. So NewsWars.com. We have the backup, PrisonPlanet.com. And we're going to be launching new sites in the future that are just, quote, more mainline news. By mainline, I mean they won't really have InfoWars affiliation. They'll just be hard-hitting news information to get around the old body watch. Because even when I'm doing something secret, I tell everybody. That's just how I operate. So Trump admin condemns attempted violent attacks against Clinton's, Obama's, after suspicious packages found. Notice when all that ricin got mailed to Ted Cruz and Trump and everybody, you barely heard any news about it. Because if the terror attack's real, you don't want to give any attention. Instead, with these pipe bombs, they're trying to get out of the news their giant illegal alien army marching up. Because they don't want that to get demonized, as it should be, a bunch of foreigners, 80% military-age men, waving foreign flags, saying, we hate America, America's Nazi, burning American flags. They want to wait till it gets up here so they can have the media zoom in only on little kids and say, look, Trump's taking little kids. We have no idea who they are. They have no ID. They show up with 50,000 illegals. We need to find out who you are, little girl. No! You dirty white Nazi. And meanwhile, it's all a cold-blooded plan by a real Nazi, George Soros. In fact, later, I want to play the full. It's the final Soros piece, what we call it. Did you guys pull that up earlier? Okay, I want to play the whole Soros is a Nazi thing because that's what they want me off the Internet about. But guess what? It's in D'Souza's film. You were on 60 Minutes, you were on NPR, you wrote a book, you said it was the best time of your life helping round up Jews. Now the headlines everywhere. George Soros, who survived the Nazis, Holocaust survivor. Wow, that's sick, isn't it? But see, that's the fun of calling me a Nazi when he is a collaborator. You know, there's only one thing they say worse than a group coming to enslave you. It's your own people working to help. Do it. Happy making time. It was happy making. If I ever start like a hamburger place and I'm going to try to rip off McDonald's, it won't be a happy meal. It'll be a happy making meal. Happy making. This morning I told my wife, I said, let's happy make. I actually did. I said, let's happy make. Happy making. It's the invention of George Soros. I feel no guilt at all. It was happy making.
And my son Alex, who funds terror groups publicly, Alexander Soros, he is making happy make. He's far more psychotic than I am. But he's going to really get you one way or the other. Okay, so that's how it is. So,
that's what's going on. You know, I have all these other clips here. Maxine Waters says harass the cabinet. Rob Reiner says we're in a civil war. Schumer says Intel has six ways to Sunday. Mudd says we're going to kill the president. Brzezinski. Let's just play those starting with Maxine Waters in sequential order if we can. Take it away, Matt.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
And it goes on, and you see the people that he hires that are in his administration, and we see that this now becomes the last battle of the Civil War. And we're fighting it right now. And we're going to win. We're going to win.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this.
Let me give you one bottom line. As a former government official, government's going to kill this guy.
Like, what more do you need to hear from him to start thinking 25th Amendment or something else? This is not okay. This is not normal. And this is where we are.
And let's hear Rosie O'Donnell call for martial law and using the military to take Trump out. Just to put a cherry on top, because they're the ones telling you that Alex Jones and Donald Trump are calling to kill the media. You've seen that headline everywhere. Jones says kill the media. Trump says kill the media. Doesn't exist. I've offered $1 million. They don't care. When they blow up their own facilities or bomb themselves, they're going to be up there as professional victims blaming us. And that's why they're trying to shut us down ahead of it. This is so clear. It's so crystal clear. Here he is, Rosie O'Donnell.
For when he was elected, what I wrote on Twitter was we should impose martial law till we make sure that the Russians weren't involved in the final tallies of the vote.
And Bob Mueller has indicted 13 Russians for election meddling.
And people were like, martial law, what's wrong with you? You're a lunatic.
Well, he wants to send the military to the border, so.
I would have sent the military to the White House to get him.
It's in the Constitution that the federal government coins the money, controls the border, has a navy, has treaties that the president does, goes through Congress, and deals with interstate commerce. I mean, it's supposed to, Rosie. He wants to put the military on the border like every other country has. That's where the military is, dumbass. But you know what? You're not a dumbass. You're an elitist establishment person, an actress that gets her talking points to go out and say what she's supposed to say. That's what you do. You're a prostitute. You're a intellectual whore, and a big old ugly one at that. Oh, you don't like me because I'm a lesbian? No, that's why I don't like you. I like you because you're an un-American piece of trash who spews all these calls for violence and then turns around and makes it up about us. You're a lying pig.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hear that?
That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Well, we knew it was coming, didn't we?
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Powerful multinational corporations allied with the Chinese Communists, the unelected EU, the Hollywood scum, publicly, are trying to overthrow our country and the rest of the West. They pretty much destroyed Europe already. These very same multinationals have sucked the third world dry and incredibly exploited them. Now they form giant UN refugee centers to brainwash them full of George Soros NGO garbage and then point them straight at the United States. When our president says we're a nation, we have borders, we can't just have things totally open, nobody else does, they scream, you're a Nazi. And there's just a wall of that garbage. I want to go to some of your phone calls. Then I have a compilation of them calling Trump a Nazi and all this for saying nationalist. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX. And here's the one stipulation. Long-time caller, first-time caller, one stipulation. Am I right about everything pointing towards false flag with all their pre-programming and what comes next? What do you make of the one mailed to CNN and Brennan having an ISIS flag on it? That's up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. How obvious is all this? And then Soros' son that runs his Antifa Foundation, who's in the documents calling for violence and training people for it, saying it's all our fault. The nerve of this guy. It's so obvious. This is for the election. So again, toll-free number to give me your take. Agree, disagree, we're not screening your calls, just on this subject. If it's not, I'm going to move on to the next person. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Then Matt Bracken, former Navy SEAL, best-selling author, he's been predicting false flags. He's going to be joining us to give us his take, see if he agrees with me or disagrees. That is all coming up. So much more coming up on the whole illegal alien invasion of a bunch of American flag burning, foreign flag waving, calling the president the Antichrist, a Nazi, a bunch of spoiled brats with U.S. aid bags, now on 18-wheelers, just like we predicted, just like James Wood predicted. It'd take them, 100 days, going 20 miles a day to get up here. But no, they'll be here before the election. Hell, they'll be here in about 4 or 5 days at current rate. And all these other caravans are bum rushing. And it's on the news. The trucks are ready. There's another video shot from over the back of the 18-wheeler. Paul tweeted it, and it shows him waving the Honduran flag. It shows it all. Again, it's up on Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. Gateway Pundit has it as well. And then there's also footage of them with the U.S. aid bags. You go, well, then why doesn't Trump cut that? We give the money to the U.N. We fund about 45% of its whole operations, and then they give the money to the tax-free foundations. Soros doesn't even pay for any of this. When he calls himself a foundation or a philanthropist, like Bill and Melinda Gates or Warren Buffett, it means they're tax exempt. And they get money, and then they say they give it. Well, you think a slime bag that rounded up thousands of his fellow Jews, he was what they called a bloodhound. He looked like he was 12, he was 16 when he started. He'd get down there like a bloodhound and find those Jews. Reportedly, he howled Hitler quite nicely. But that's okay, because his son looks even more psychotic and evil. And I take it as a badge of honor and courage to stand against this filth. And when you support us and when you pray for us, that God put up a hedge of protection around us, and when you buy the products and when you share the articles, when you share the videos, it changes the world. Right now, there's a couple articles on Infowars.com that only you can get out, NewsWars.com. Alex Jones warned of October surprise attacks on media months ago. Goes through all the specifics, has the video clips in it. Left blames Trump for bomb scare. Republicans aware of false flag. Kellen McBreen. Very important, big article. It's all there. U.S. Army vet lawyer Kurt Scheitler says mail bombs could be left a scam. And everybody from Governor Cuomo to CNN to the Easter Bunny is getting one so they can all point their finger at us and say we're violent when they're running around foaming at the mouth. And so they can legitimize the censorship. And so Alexander Soros, who funds all the Antifa and the violence, and his dad funds all these foreign country overthrows and currency collapses, he can sit there and point his finger and say, Donald Trump and the demonization of opponents, when you literally call Trump Hitler, your foundation, and Nazis, and all of us evil, and all this stuff. Oh, but we're not allowed to talk back to you because you're Alexander Soros. Who, like, thinks it's cool that he's got all these supermodels around him that look like anorexic skeksis. And, like, if he's sitting with a bunch of girls everywhere, everybody doesn't know, you know, what's really going on there. Well, something wrong with that, Mr. Soros. But God Almighty, stop trying to act like a big, tough guy. That's why you have this evil complex like your daddy. You are a low-level sellout of your own people, the worst trash. Your fortune, everything you have, is off the blood of the Jews your father helped murder viciously. The main obstacle to the stable and just world order is the United States. Changing the attitude and policies of the United States remains my top priority. And now, since he's kind of the omnibudsman of all this crap, Trump gets up and says, I believe in America. I love our country. We're not going to let China have one-sided deals with huge tariffs on us. We're going to be fair to our country. Don Lemon goes, whoa. Have you ever heard such evil as saying that you care about your country and you have an identity? You don't have an identity. It's whatever CNN says. Like CNN's Chris Cuomo said, we can read WikiLeaks here at CNN. You can. It's illegal if you do.
It's all about training you to take being treated like you're lower than a dead dog. You're supposed to be scared of George Soros. Oh, I'm so scared. Because he heads up, you know, that whole satanic star chamber court they got going over there in their satanic church. You know, newsflash. George Soros is the opposite of the Sanhedrin, ladies and gentlemen. But he thinks he heads it up. He's a bad hombre. When I go up against him, I feel close to God. It's not just that he gets demonized, you know, he always gets blamed, and he's not really that important. Baloney. He's super evil. He's super bad. And he thinks he can crush you and your family. He thinks he's better than you, and he hates Christian America. And he hates our success and our strength. My God, he's a Nazi. It was happy time, best time of his life. In his words. And he thinks if he can mount your head on the wall, politically, he can be somebody. You know, he wrote back when he was a young man that he thought he was the Messiah, but he wanted to tell people because they would have locked him up. From your mouth to God's ears, buddy boy. From your mouth to God's ears. I just hope in my life that I'll be well expended against you and your type. All right, we're going to go to break, come back, take calls, get some of these other clips I haven't covered. This is an epic time. They're clearly going for broke, framing themselves as the victims, framing themselves as under attack, framing themselves while they push for the violence and the conflagration and the violence in the streets. This is a provocation for their Antifa to get more vicious, their Antifa that pledges to go to conservatives' homes and talk show host homes and Republicans' homes, members of Congress' homes, and kill them. And my great Cardinal Sin was saying, if you're on the list they want to kill, be ready and fight them back when they try to kill you. You're not supposed to do that when they send Antifa to kill you. You're supposed to roll over and show your neck to them. So when that spiritually devoid, empty husk of a minion directed by someone even more soulless comes to kill you, but you protect yourself. That's the cardinal sin to the left. That's why they like to be child molesters, and why they like to hurt children, because they can feel powerful over them. And another thing you can do to crush the enemy and get great products in your life is InfoWarsStore.com. Biggest sale ever, Christmas and Black Friday and Cyber Monday all rolled into one. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Has it all right now. The t-shirts, the books, the films, 35% off high-quality, affordable food. Take action. Get your order in. We've got to end these specials at the end of the weekend. Maybe even earlier because we're selling out a lot of stuff like X2 is on its last run. Rainforest Plus is about to sell out. It's all body, 50% off. The toothpaste, fluoride-free, colloidal silver, iodine-fortified, super blue, the immune gargle, the mouthwash, all 50% off, free shipping. You can also call 888-253-3139. Or InfoWarsStore.com. You have allowed us to stand like a lighthouse on a promontory against the storm. And you will decide whether we're destroyed or not. But in the end, all that matters is that our children go forth into the future free of the vampire succubus that is the New World Order.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.